family that God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that He has done. And remember, this is a family that we are, no matter what.
Can you hear me? I'm just going to ask. Let me go ahead and click in my sis. What's going on, girl? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Oh, my Lord. Oh. Can you hear me? Zam, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Well, we'll just see how it goes. I think that my sister. Can you hear me? guess that connection is just broke down. Can you hear me? Wow. Let's see. I don't know if she can hear me. I don't know if she's talking. She might be talking. Oh my God, can she hear me? But guess what? Zam, can you hear
me? Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Girl, I was about to have a major breakdown because I thought that you could not hear me.
Oh, well, yeah.
So I was on, girl, I sound crazy and start to show off. I said, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Girl, can you hear me? Oh, my God. Okay, so what about now?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
Okay, cool. Beanie weenies. All right. It's a new year, girl. It's 2021. What you think about it so far?
I think it's just 4 days in, honey. Got a long way to go.
4 days. I know that's right. Four miraculous days. My God. What can I say? So much going on. Okay, first thing I want to talk about, which I know nobody really wants to hear about the used to be president, but he will not evacuate the premises. He will not get out of Dodge. He just will not. He won't do it. How do you feel about that? A president that will not get out of an office.
Well, you know, I think absolutely nothing about it. I'm not gonna even lie to you. I don't even. Hold on, of course. Stay right there. Stay right there. Hold on a second. Hold on. Okay, you still there?
Yeah.
Janice? Okay. I don't think anything about it. I'm just... to the point to where I don't even watch the news anymore. I mean, I don't pay attention to it. It's just like... It's just crazy. The whole situation is crazy. Never in a million years did I ever think that that the United States would get to this point. You know, I just don't watch it. I don't. I keep up with it to a certain extent. And if there's anything mm-hmm. that I really need to know about or I want to get caught up on the current events, I just call Sister Cook.
Exactly.
I don't keep up with it. I don't want to. There's nothing that we can say or do to change anything right now at this point. So it gives me a headache to even think about it.
So I agree with you totally.
I don't try and figure out what they could do to get him out. I don't think what would make him just do the right thing and, you know, do what all the other presidents ahead of him did, which was vacate the premises when they were supposed to vacate the premises. You know, whether you want to or not is not the issue, you know. But, yeah, I don't think anything about it. I just keep it pushing. Pushing.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I think it's gonna happen all through the show, y'all. So if, when you hear me say, "Can you hear me?" That's because I don't know if. Anyway, let's move on. First of all, they shouldn't have let the bozo in office in the first place. When you put a bozo in office, you get bozoism. Okay, you get bozoism.
Yeah.
Period. You couldn't have expected anything. You couldn't expect common sense from a person who lacks it. You get what I'm saying? And plus, we have to understand that he's in the middle of his reality show. Okay? His whole life is a reality show. And so he's in the middle of it. So of course he's not. How do people exit off of Real Housewives or off of Love and Hip Hop? They fight. That's what they do. It's a reality show. He has made the White House into a reality show. You understand me? Just a whole circus. And he's the clown. He's the clown. Okay. Now, I know some people may be listening, however you're listening to it, whether you're on our radio station, our podcast, this one here, or anywhere else, Spreaker, Deezer, iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, just to throw these out here so you can check us out. I know that you may be in love with your past president, but we have a new president, not bragging now, because from the things that I have heard and seen and read, and plus he's much older. Let's move on. But
this is the one that was holding the trip.
We really need to go ahead and they need to go ahead and bring in the big boys and go ahead and move the orange out of the White House. Orange and white, move it out the White House. It don't go. That's all I'm saying. Okay, this new year, everybody made New Year's resolutions that they know they're not going to keep. I'm not being negative. I'm just being real.
Oh, I didn't make any.
I don't blame you. I didn't either. I just continued on. You know, I just got up the next day and was like, okay. I didn't say what I was going to do.
That's my outlook. Just keep it pushing and try and do better than you did the previous.
Exactly. And don't go boasting and telling people. Oh, I just can't. I can't deal when people do. They go and they boast and they tell everybody, hey, throw a parade. I'm doing something new in my life. Throw a parade. Then when nobody shows up for the parade, they mad, and then they stop doing what they're doing. The root of your whole situation was you were doing this for attention. I may be wrong. But anything that you really have a passion to do and want to do, regardless if you have somebody following you or on the side of the road throwing water and beads or whatever, regardless, you're going to do it. So I just want to help everybody right now who's already turning away from your New Year's resolution. I want to say this to you. It's okay. On day four. It's okay. It's okay. Nobody really heard you when you said it. Nobody's life is depending on you sticking to it, but yours, okay? And I just want you to know that it's okay that you fell already. It's okay. We fall down. Donnie McClurkin said it. We fall down, but we get up. So get on up. Point blank. Get on up. That's all I want to say about it. Now, I got a question. I'm going to name four sweets, right? Like desserts. I'm going to put, I'm going to say peach cobbler. I'm going to say I'm going to say sweet potato pie. I'm going to say Philadelphia cream cheesecake. Oh, my God. And I'm going to say cheesecake. It said, and you know how they do it on Facebook. One of these has to go. Which one do you feel should go?
Which one do I feel should leave?
Huh?
Like,
yeah, like, which one can you do without,
okay,
but you've got to have the other one?
Now, the Philadelphia cream cheesecake, you talking about the one with all the nuts and the icing, the actual cake? With the nuts and
right,
the icing and all that stuff,
right.
Or are you talking about the cheesecake?
Okay. No, I'm not talking about the cheesecake. I'm talking about the cake
okay.
that Aunt Lou used to make.
Okay. I just had to. So is that the banana pudding? Now, you didn't even. Did you say banana pudding?
Girl, listen.
Sweet banana pudding, baby, stands
all by itself. We can't put it in there. We can't put that in there.
Okay.
No.
So we got
sweet potato pie,
peach cobbler,
Philadelphia cream cheesecake. And regular cheesecake. Regular cheesecake.
Yeah, the regular cheesecake can go.
Yeah, I could do without it, too. I can't do it. Listen, if I could find somebody to make that cake like I...
I know. I haven't had it since Aunt Louise.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I'm sure there's somebody that can make it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm positive.
I'm pretty sure it is, too. I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to.
So you saying if Sister Cook made it, you wouldn't eat it?
Oh, I'll eat it. See, you playing. See, you coming with the big guns. I'm going to eat that cake. I'm going to eat that cake. My dog has just chewed up. I had a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer nose on my car, right? So I took it off, and he done pulled all of the stuffing out my Rudolph nose.
All the stuff out your Rudolph nose.
It ain't right, Zam. I'm telling you, you know, we try to raise these pets, and these pets just turn on you, eat your shoes, chew your table. And pull the stuffing out your Rudolph nose.
Yeah. I know. I know an animal like that named Loki. Lefty was completely fine. Then Loki came along, and the young one has made the older one, Lefty, go bad. Loki came in and just everything out of whack.
Yeah. That's what Blue did to Penny. Penny was just a calm little old dog. She just laid on the arm of the couch and watched TV or went to sleep. Now Blue in the mix and Blue running. She running all through the house. I think Penny sometimes is depressed because she's like, y'all brought this bear up in here. And Blue is like, now, she didn't scratch Blueface up and chewed him to bits. But she looks at us like, how dare y'all, the mitigated gall, to bring this dog, this bear. See, Blue started off smaller than her, and she didn't like him because he looked like a rat, I guess. She was like, what is this? Then he got bigger and bigger. And bigger now Penny's depressed. She stays in the corner of the house. I'm like, oh my God, what am I gonna do? Oh, my dog is being tormented. But anyway. So Philadelphia cream cheese has to stay. Cheesecake can go. The sweet potato pie is a must. It has to be everywhere that I want to be. And the peach cobbler. Now, I want to talk about this peach cobbler. And I want to send a message out to all of you that's making this peach cobbler. That dough is supposed to be crunchy. Okay?
Okay.
That dough is not supposed to be gummy. I'm just trying to listen. I know somebody mad at me right now, but I got to preach this sermon right here.
Listen, I don't care if they mad or not. I was mad the other day. I made a special trip to this place specifically for the peach cobbler. And it's like I ordered it, and they said, dang, somebody ordered it. Well, let's go ahead and take it out the oven and cut it up again to them. I was
what?
Right. I just threw it in
what?
The trash, the whole thing.
Girl, I know you lying. I know you lying. Girl, listen. I ate this peach cobbler one time. You know what? Matter of fact, I'm going to call her out because she's my sister and she can't do nothing about it. Pam ate this peach cobbler one time. And I want her to know that she can cook. But this peach cobbler, everybody has a bad hair day, okay? Everybody has somewhere in there got a bad hair day. We got caps for that, right? But when it comes to bad dessert day, because I had a bad dessert day. Pam had a bad dessert day, okay? The crust was not crunchy all the way through. All I'm saying, this is all I'm saying. And I don't want to, you know, and let's just move on from Pam's. I ran into another peach cobbler where the dough was not cooked all the way on the top. Now, in my head, in my infinite wisdom that the Lord has poured down from straight above, I couldn't figure out how you slid a peach cobbler in the oven and the top wasn't even done. What was you doing? What was you doing? All I'm saying. And I think that when people do stuff like this, they need to be brought up on charges. All I'm saying.
Nah, all I'm saying is just give him money.
I mean, we talking about. Okay, that too.
Saying.
But listen.
Give him my money.
But look, come on, Zam. A peach cobbler and the top ain't even. The top is not done either. What did you do?
But what did you do?
How did you do that?
I'm telling you how mine did it. I'm telling you, when I ordered it, it was in the oven. And when I ordered it, they just pulled it out and said, you know, they want it, so let's give it to them, and boom. Because the top was not.
My God.
It was still doughy.
Yep. Girl, that is a travesty. That is against the law. I don't care what nobody say. That's against the law. You know what else should be illegal? These people making these pumpkin pies and think that it is in the same category with a sweet potato pie. No corn fritter. No, it's not.
Corn fritter, Jamea. I mean, Janice.
Hey, Jamea.
Corn fritter.
Corn fritter, listen. Listen, all I'm saying, Zam, you got a pumpkin, right? You got a pumpkin. I want to know who in the Sam Hill John Blazes decided to turn a pumpkin into a pie. I want somebody to tell me. Jack-o'-lantern, I understand. I get it for the kids, right? Put a candle in it. Sit it on the porch. Okay, and then you're going to take this porch decoration and turn it into a dessert. You out of line. You out of line. They need to bring you up on charges. Period. It's a violation.
I can't get over these charges.
Hey, let's call it the way we see it. You ain't never ate somebody, bit into somebody's food and felt like you had been done wrong. You was a victim. Come on, you ain't never tasted somebody's dish that they brought. It looked good. Listen to me. False advertising. It looked good, right? You bit into that thing and it was not what they presented to you. That's like They should be brought up on charges for that. I know, I already told them about it on the radio show. They should be brought up on charges. Ma'am, listen, if you bring me something and it look good and I take a spoon, dip into it, and taste it, and it's like devastation, right then I should be able to call the laws, right, and say, hey, pick her up, pick him up, the food police, because bottom line, I could have had a reaction, right? This could have been, went so many different ways.
Well, if it's not what you thought it was going to be, I think you did have a reaction.
Exactly. Boom. Charges. Charges. Let me ask you a question. Do you like macadamia nut cookies?
Do what?
Macadamia nut cookies. Do you like those?
White chocolate chip macadamia nut cookies, yes.
Okay. I need for you. You just click on the app and turn up. Listen, this is what I want to say. You got, I lost my train of thought, but it was going to be good. So we can go on to something else. Oh, boom. You got macadamia nut cookies. This is my own problem with macadamia nut cookies because Mari told me how good macadamia nut cookies are to her, right? I feel like macadamia nut cookies are deceitful. Why? Because they turned the chocolate, the brownness, they took all of that out of the cookie, right? Turned it into something that it really did not need to be turned into. They turned it into a hybrid cookie. A hybrid chocolate chip cookie. I know it sounds crazy, but it's the truth. That a macadamia nut cookie is a hybrid cookie to the chocolate chip cookie. The chocolate chip pecan cookie. What you think?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? They took the color out the cookie. See what I'm saying?
But I still like it, though.
No, I'm not talking about the like or the desire for the macadamia nut cookies. I'm trying to get you to see this conspiracy. I'm trying to just get you to see the conspiracy. The conspiracy in the macadamia nut cookie. All I'm saying. They took something that was already good. Girl, look, I got a splint in my foot. Hold on. Anyway, I'm back. Okay, then. All right. So, for the new year, we're just going to keep it moving. What we got going on? And our show is we got some ratings, and we are, listen, I don't know why people listen to me talk about bozoism, you know. I don't know why they're excited about it, but it didn't work. I just cut it on. Yeah, but. Yes, you can. Hold on. Okay. Well, so what you got to talk about, Zan? How was your day? What did you do today? Move, Blue.
I just worked today. Found out that, well, last Thursday, they asked us if we wanted to have the. What's that? Last Thursday, they asked us if we wanted to take the COVID vaccine.
Oh my God.
And
did you take it?
And it, no. No, I said no. But then this week I went in today and it was said that if we did not take the COVID vaccine, but we got sick with COVID-19, that we would not be paid for the time that we were going to be off.
What?
So the only way we could get paid would be if we took the vaccine. Now, me and my husband had a conversation about this, you know, when they first, you know, said the vaccine was ready, quote unquote ready. And we had already said, we passed because we're not trying to be guinea pigs, you know. And then for them to come with that, like, but this was hearsay. So I'm gonna go to my actual boss and I'm gonna ask them, okay, explain this to me and explain this how this works. But that's the only interesting thing. Well, I got to see my grandbabies from a distance today. That was more interesting than that. But that's the second interesting thing that happened to me today, was them saying that the COVID test, if we wanted to get paid, if we got it, we had the vaccine.
Wow.
So, that'll be news for next Monday. I'll let you know how that went, how this conversation go tomorrow.
Yeah. Let me know, because, see, I have, it's so many conspiracy theories behind that COVID vaccine till it's like, what is really going on? You know, somebody said some of our people was going to grow extra legs and, you know, wings out their back and stuff. I was like, first of all, I think like this. Yeah, if you want to live, you know what I'm saying? If it truly work, right? If you want to live, you'll live with that extra leg or that extra arm, you know, the extra wing. You know what I'm saying? It's a freaking little situation or whatever. I think if I woke up with wings at my back or whatever, I don't know what I'd do. What if they came out to be little baby wings? You know, little baby thing. Oh my God, I gotta stop.
Okay, right now you're breaking up. Okay. Janice.
Okay. Oh, anyway, girl, I had company in my. Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Y'all hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Okay, I hear you now.
You hear me now?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I was talking about the little wings that grow out your back if you take it, you know. But the thing is, I don't think all this going to happen. You know, but people like to start mess, you know. They try to make things seem as though it's going, you know, your eyes going to turn green. It's kind of like the medicines that they advertise on TV where they tell you if you take this, you'll have irritable bowel.
It fixes one thing. But you get 50 other things to go wrong that you have to take meds for to fix that. So, yeah.
Yes, 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 a mess. But, I mean, they are making it mandatory for some people to take it. You know, like the people, like, you know how they say the essential workers, the ones on the front line or whatever, the ones in the hospital, they have to take it.
And see, that's the conversation
they have to,
me and my husband had last week. It's like, you know, the frontline workers have to take it in order to keep their jobs, you know. But that was just a hearsay thing then, too. So I don't know exactly how that falls into play, but I'll know about my part tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, well, you know, I was driving my courier job today. I had to take a package from here to here. I hope it ain't dope, but let's move on. I take one page from here to here, right? And I was thinking to myself, I said, as advanced as America is, America might not be as advanced as China. You had to know they was going to try to come up with something, you know, because, first of all, Americans are spoiled. We are not going to live in a box for the rest of our lives. I don't care what kind of movie they made about people, you know, because you remember Total Recall? You remember all these things?
Yeah.
You remember all these different movies, right? They are not. Americans are not about to live like this forever. They're not going to do it. You know, a lot of these people selling these masks, they're going to lose a lot of money, you know. They clear up this COVID. I don't know if they can clear it up. Huh?
I don't think it's ever going anywhere. I think it's always going to be an issue. It's just like the flu. The flu is here. It's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. They have a flu vaccine. But the flu vaccine is, the strain changes every season. So it's like you can't make a vaccine. It's a hit and miss, you know.
Exactly.
They
because, see, when they, when
vaccine,
I don't even take the flu
shot. Vaccine, yeah, you get a vaccine for last year's flu strain, but you got a whole different strain out right now. So you could take that flu shot and still get the flu.
Girl, that's what happened to me. I'm telling you. I went in. My doctor was like, you need to take the flu shot. Okay, I got all. I was like, yeah, my benefits cover flu shot. I wish I could have got a free one at CVS, but let's move on. So I decided, okay, I'm going to get this flu shot. I'm cool. I got it. Got sick as a dog. Just laid me down. Mm. You know, I said, okay, won't do that again. You know, can't do it again. And I didn't even get sick off of somebody else being sick. I got sick off the shot. You know, it was like they had just gave me, which they do give you a little dose of it. But anyway, it's like they gave me the full thing, you know. Like, here's the flu. Here's your flu shot, like literally. I'm going to shoot you up with the flu. That's how it went. And I never got a shot again. I was like, I'm good. Huh?
I said that's how it went.
Lay me down, girl. Lay your sister down. Do you hear what I'm saying? Anyway. So, I have had a good time with you on the air tonight, talking about Trump and his bozoism. And anything you want to say before we, you know, shut it down like that?
I will say that in a couple of weeks, I will let everybody know what I've been working on.
Girl, I'm all excited. I'm excited. Yes. Please let us know because I'm all excited, and I think it's going to be off the chain and all that good stuff. Okay. All right, y'all. Well, I know I ain't got nothing else to say. I be saying all I can say till I run out. And I think I done ran out now.
You done ran out.
So I want everybody to be safe. These are the Cook girls. Okay. Well, we come from a large family. So if you say James Webster Cook, if you say all of them, just, hey, we from that family, all right? And and we will holler at y'all next Monday because we're going to be sharing more stuff because let me tell y'all something. Until they get Trump out of office and they figure out what's going on with this, you know, you can't see COVID. Once they figure out what COVID is, then, you know, we're going to share with y'all too. All right.
Did you say?
And then I
want to
talk about
where it is.
Look, also I'm going to be talking. Me and Zam are going to be talking about why Lisa Bonet left Different World. It's either Different World or Cosby Show. I think it's Different World. One of those. But anyway, We'll talk about it next week. We love you all, but we got to go. Zan, last words. Go ahead and sign off. Nothing else, Zan? All right, here we go. Cook, girls. Hey, y'all, remember, be a family, no matter what.